Eddie, did you know the Broncos were interested in you? Did they talk to you much before the draft?
I had an idea. I spoke with them at the Senior Bowl, but I was totally shocked when the pick went through and I got the call from Coach Shanahan. I wasn't expecting it at all.
Can you just talk a little bit about your ability in the return game? The Broncos have kind of been searching for a guy for a while now, and do you feel like you can fill that role?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I can come in and be that guy to come in and make plays on the special teams, have teams scared to kick the ball to us. So I definitely look forward to doing that and making an impact right away.
Eddie, more comfortable as a punt returner or a kickoff returner? I mean, I know they're looking for you to do both.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I feel comfortable doing both. I've had more success doing punts, but I love doing them both. Any chance I can get touching the ball to make a play for my team, I do it.
Your coaching staff at Tech is known for getting players ready in the special teams realm. How much was it stress there, and how prepared do you think they made you for coming in and making an immediate impact?
Hopefully they need me a lot because I want to come in and play right away. The opening game, I look to be the starter back there returning kicks and punts, and hopefully I can do that. Hopefully I'll show the coaching staff that I'm mature enough to be able to come in right away and play.
Why do you believe you're a better punt returner than kickoff returner?
I mean, I don't believe I'm a better punt returner than kick returner. It's just I've had more success doing that. We're going to have different schemes, and I think that I'll be able to come in and be effective at both.
Eddie, what about playing receiver in the NFL? I mean, how long do you think that's going to take, that kind of transition to getting ready to contribute on offense?
Yeah, hopefully not too long. I think the coaches will see me making plays out there on special teams and see that, hey, we got to get this guy the ball on the offense and help the offense out. So hopefully not long at all.
Coach was saying that maybe initially you would be a slot receiver. Obviously, Brandon Stokley is here, made a living at that. Is that good to have somebody like that to show you the ropes a little bit?
It is. It's great to have somebody like that, someone I can learn from, especially a professional like Stokely. You can tell that he really studies the game and that he goes into his business. I mean, he's one of those guys that doesn't have a big name, but he's always been productive. He's kind of the Ed McCaffrey type, the silent killer.
Eddie, were you surprised to see some of the big-name receivers still on the board when you were taken?
I really was. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Was really surprised that no one took it at a receiver in the first round, and that kind of made me nervous. But I mean, it's a great thing that Coach Shanahan has a lot of respect, and he gave me this chance. I'm really gonna go out there and give him all I got.
One of the more publicized return guys was DeSean Jackson. Were you a little surprised you went before him?
I didn't know. It's a lot of coaches have told me different things. Some of the things that I do as opposed to what he does. So, I mean, we're similar players, but at the same time, we do some things differently, and I really didn't know. It really depended on what the team was looking for and the type of person. I think that hopefully my personality and my me being more mature definitely helped out with the selection.
Anything else, guys? Thanks, Eddie. Congratulations again. Sure.